The 21st day of the blessed month of Baba, the commemoration of the Theotokos, the Virgin Saint Mary. On this day, the Church commemorates our Holy Lady, the Mother of Light, the Virgin Saint Mary. Salutation to you, O Mary, the Mother of God, the Eternal Word, because through you was the salvation of the human race. The Church commemorates the Virgin Saint Mary on the 21st of each Coptic month. May the prayers and intercessions of our beloved Lady be for us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is the commemoration of the relocation of the body of Lazarus. On this day, we celebrate the commemoration of the relocation of the body of Lazarus, whom our Lord Jesus Christ raised from the dead. It was relocated by one of the Christian emperors to Constantinople. When the emperor heard that the body was on the island of Cyprus, he sent some of the trusted bishops to the island, where they found the holy body laid in a sarcophagus buried underground. The inscription on the coffin read, "This is the body of Lazarus, the friend of the Lord Christ, whom he raised from the dead after he had been buried for 4 days." They rejoiced at it and carried it to the city of Constantinople. The priest went out and received the body with great honor and veneration, and with prayers and incense. And they laid it in a sanctuary until they built a church for it, and then relocated the body to the church where they celebrated a holy day for him. May the intercession and prayers of Lazarus, friend of the Lord, be for us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates the great prophet Joel, the son of Phanuel, from the tribe of Reuben. He prophesied in the days of Abiah, the son of Jeroboam, the son of Solomon the king. Joel taught the people and admonished them and prophesied concerning the dwelling of God in Zion, his passion, and the coming of the Holy Spirit, the comforter upon the holy apostles of the day of Pentecost. Joel prophesied that their sons and daughters will prophesy, and their young men will see visions, and their old men will dream dreams. This prophet prophesied also concerning the going forth of the law of the gospel from Zion, when he said, "A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Acacias." This is from Joel 3, verse 18. And Joel revealed that wars will break out on the earth after the advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke also concerning the day of resurrection, more than 1,000 years before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Joel said, "The sun and the moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness," which is Joel 3, verse 15. Joel pleased God, and he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 1405 A.D., St. Frigg, who is also known as Abba Rois, departed. This saint was from a village called Miniyet Yamin, which is about 130 kilometers north of Cairo. His father's name was Isaac, and his mother's name was Sarah. When he was born, they called him Frigg. He worked with his father in farming, and he had a small camel on which he carried salt and sold it. Frigg called the camel Rois, which means small head. The camel used to put his head against Frigg's cheek as if he were kissing him. Because of Frigg's humility, he called himself Rois after his camel. Persecutions befell the Christians, and so Rois came to Cairo, and not having a house or shelter, he went from one place to another. He spent most of his nights in prayer and wailing. He did not own a coat or any clothes or even a cover for his head. He was naked except for that which he covered his loins, and his head was uncovered. He looked at like the hermits of the desert. His eyes were red because of much weeping, and he never cut the hair of his head. He was a man of few words. Once an evil man struck him severely, but he did not open his mouth. St. Marcus L. Antony was present at that time, and he rebuked the evil man. During the later part of his life, Ruiz used to say, "O Virgin, take me because my burden is heavy." He meant the burden of carrying the sin of the people, for which he often rebuked them, though they did not listen to him. Ruiz lived in the days of the Holy Father, Pope Mateos, the 87th Patriarch, and St. Marcus L. Antony, in the days of El Sultan El Zahir Barkuk. St. Ruiz shut himself up in a small storeroom in the place of his disciple, Michael the Builder, in Miniyet Sareg. He stayed in that place for 9 years, until his departure on the 21st of Baba in the year 1405 A.D. He was buried in the Church of the Virgin in Deir el-Khandak. St. Ruiz performed many wonders such as healing the sick, prophesying, and saving many from their troubles. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.